Did Mr. Walker ever show up? Very good. We'll get to the next individual, please.
Item number 5, request of Lightning Superhumanity XX1PDX to address council regarding Keep Portland Weird, Keep Portland Human.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Superhumanity. Welcome, Commissioner Hardesty. I've sat alongside you here numerous times, and you're somebody that is very detailed, very knowledgeable, and if anyone speaks against you, they better have everything in order and get ready. Anyway, moving along. My subject is autonomous vehicles, driverless vehicles. It's my biggest concern right now for the city of Portland. I want to make sure that we're going to be in position with Larry Page, Sergey Brin, with Waymo, their autonomous vehicle company. And I want to make sure that we're in the position that we understand that when they come in, they're looking to remove the jobs of the taxi drivers, the delivery drivers. And we have to counterbalance that with what we want to do for the people of Portland. That's our first priority, period. How are we going to protect them? How are we going to make sure they do okay after this? How are we going to make sure the big titans, the tech titans, will put something out on the table before they aggressively come in like Uber and Lyft did and took over the taxi driving industry? Which, again, I didn't want those caps removed. I wanted the caps set in place for the drivers. You all wanted to remove them. The floodgates opened, and it's been a disaster for a lot of these people in the taxi industry. The founders of these companies, the people that have been here for years, you don't care about them. You side with the high-tech companies, and I don't like that anymore. Could you play this video, please? But again, welcome, Commissioner Hardesty, and enjoy your time while you're in here. Thank you.
Now, if a human worker does $50,000 worth of work in a factory, that income is taxed. If the robot comes in to do the same thing, you'd think that we'd tax the robot at a similar level. What the world wants is to take this opportunity to make all the goods and services we have today and free up labor, let us do a better job of reaching out to the elderly, having smaller class size, helping kids with special needs. You know, all of those are things where human empathy and understanding are still very, very unique, and we still deal with an immense shortage of people to help out there. And so if you can take the labor that used to do the thing automation replaces, and both financially and training-wise and fulfillment-wise, have that person go off and do these other things, you're net ahead. But you can't just give up that income tax because that's part of how you've been funding that level of human workers. Some of it can come on the profits that are generated by the labor saving efficiency there. Some of it can come directly in some type of robot tax. You know, I don't think the robot companies are going to be outraged that there might be a tax. And, it's okay.
It's okay. Thank you.